Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Another great week for It's the Real.
How do we do it?
A magician never tells. I want to wish you and our brother Dan a very happy birthday.
Thank you very much. It was the other day, but, you know, I'm going to take it. I'm going to extend it just like every great week.
It was a great birthday party. A lot of people came through. In addition to that, this week we went to Lil Yachty's, like, what was it? It was an Apple Music, like, premiere party on a boat.
Yeah, I think the most interesting thing is you have Lil Yachty.
Yes.
On a boat. Lil Boat on a boat. That's Lil the whole thing.
Here's my thing, though. We got there, and maybe this was our mistake showing up on time.
It's always our mistake showing up on time.
But for about 45 minutes, and that's no exaggeration, they played the same two songs. The most popular ones. Cold Like Minnesota, and what's the other one?
One Night.
They played those two on repeat the entire time.
Yeah, if you didn't love it the first time,
listen,
you're going to love it the 40th time.
Oh, my God. I was ready to jump off the boat into the water. We went to that party. I was lucky enough to go to this Panorama Music Festival thing on Randall's Island.
Yeah, who put that together? Is that Google?
Honestly, I have no idea. It sort of just showed up out of nowhere. I didn't hear about it until the week of. And the only act that I really wanted to see was ASAP Rocky and the Mob, and that was excellent. So, shout out to Estelle for hooking that up, and shout out to Rocky for putting on a good show. But here's the thing, Jeff. While we had a great week, some of our subscribers had a very confusing week. You want to explain why for people who weren't aware of the situation?
You know, every week when we post the podcast, it is our podcast that people listen to, right?
Yes.
So on Tuesday morning, people are supposed to expect, just like every other week, it's our podcast.
Yeah, they should probably expect the, hey, Jeff, hey, Eric, how are you? I'm doing well. Another great week for It's the Real, the music, the AKAs, and a guest.
Yes.
Every week.
Same thing every single week.
Like for the last 60-something episodes.
So, you know, it's become our thing.
That's right.
This week, we changed it up. But not we. Somebody changed it up.
Okay.
And people woke up to an OBGYN roundtable by three ladies.
This was not our conversation.
But people stuck around because they thought that it was an elaborate joke that we had played on our listeners.
Now, is that people giving us way too much credit? Or is
I
that
wish
us?
That we had done that idea.
I think people think we're funnier than we are.
No, I think that people think that we're smarter than we are. Either way, let us know, are we funnier or smarter than we actually are?
That's right. Tell us yes if you think we're funnier or smarter, and say nah, for real, if you don't.
I hope that the people who stuck around did learn something. Some people did say they learned about herpes.
Uh-huh.
Some people said they learned about... I mean, I didn't listen to the podcast, but I'm sure that anybody could learn something.
I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and it had downloaded, and I thought, all right, let me just hear it and fall asleep to it. And the music started playing, and I was like, oh, maybe this is a commercial. And it wasn't.
Nope. It's an hour-long commercial.
For OBGYNs. So if there's anything that we should tell people, it's...
It's visit your OBGYN, get
right.
Everything checked out.
Regularly, just... You know,
you don't want herpes. That stuff will stick with you for life.
That's right.
Speaking of things that will stick with you for life, go to fullscreen.com/itsthereal. Check out all of our episodes. You can watch them a week earlier than they come out on SoundCloud and iTunes.
You get that exclusive. Every week, you are guaranteed to get our faces and our guest in our apartment live on your screen in high definition.
Unless somebody screws up and you get to see an OBGYN roundtable.
Oh my God. Fullscreen.com/itsthereal. Sign up now because you get a free month. You can watch TV shows like Chappelle's Show.
Yeah, you can watch movies. You can watch more podcasts like ours. And it's a great service.
It's a great service. Shout out to everyone on the Full Screen team. This week on the audio version of A Waste of Time is Joey Fats.
He is an L.A.-based rapper. Mm-hmm. He is our friend.
He's also a friend of all the ASAP guys.
Yeah, so he's like ASAP Joey Fats, except that would also make us ASAP Jeff and Eric.
It's a really interesting episode. I hope you guys stick around. He's a good dude. We saw him play at Webster Hall when he was in town. Jeff, when do you want to get into this episode?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Adam's Family Road Trip, a.k.a. Riding Down and Getting It.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Titty Boy, a.k.a. T-Shirt in the Pool.
Yo, it's Joey Fats, a.k.a. Fucked Up Scrambled Hand, a.k.a. Fuck These Guys for Giving Me This Shit.
Yeah, this is a waste of time, but it's the real. Joey, what up? Welcome to the Upper West Side.
Yo, thank you for having me.
Yo, so normally, If people are listening on SoundCloud or iTunes, they are missing out. But today, they're extra missing out because we're playing Scrabble.
Yeah, what a blessing.
If they tuned in to fullscreen.com/itsthereal, you can watch us play Scrabble and look at our amazing letters.
Fullscreen.com. Quit being lazy.
That's yo, for real.
Fullscreen.com. I know people barely use laptops, but you can click it on your mobile too.
Yeah, on your mobile. On your
yeah,
mobile
so device. You have no reason to be lazy right now.
Yo,
click that mobile link.
I think Joey should be here every week. Is the point.
You should just be like sitting in a chair like back
I'm
there.
With I'm with it. Joey Fats is the real.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean we linked. We're going. We're going live now.
What's happening?
Nothing, man. Just really working.
No,
just,
but really working though.
Yeah, just really, really working.
Yeah,
that's why I'm just be honest here. So I'm 30 minutes late.
Where are you coming from?
We're coming from Brooklyn, actually. We just got an Airbnb, you know, like, because I guess it's Fashion Week or some shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is. Yeah, Men's Fashion Week.
They got me mad as fuck. They hiked the hotel prices.
It's fucked
like,
up.
Over, like, $120. I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah.
Have you stayed in Airbnbs before?
Yeah, I always stay in Airbnbs out here.
Okay, so, like, every time's got to be weird, though, right?
It's weird, but I keep in contact with the same people.
Okay, whenever we go to L.A., instead of going to a hotel, because that's always, like, messed up, right? Mm-hmm. We love to get Airbnbs.
Yeah, but there's always, like, one crazy thing about it. Like, one time we stayed in a place that had one of those Russian nesting dolls, mm-hmm. and every time you took, like, one... first of all, it was, like, a very, like... Hasidic Jews place.
Yeah. Like we were saying in the Fairfax area, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like we've seen like Orthodox Jews like walk around, but this was like paintings of like rabbis on the wall.
Yeah,
they're
right? serious about this shit.
Yo, yeah, stuff real serious. There. Yeah.
Yeah. But like so the Russian nesting doll was first of all like facing the wall.
Right.
But you turn it around and it's Osama bin Laden. You take that out, and then it's, like, Saddam Hussein. It just keeps going down and down until it's Adolf Hitler. Yeah. And we're just like, so cool, you get a 5-star rating, but we should let you know.
Maybe you don't want to do that in the future.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And, like, we always, like, we get the weird ones where, like, you get in the shower, and the shower head only, like, hits your chest. You know?
Yeah.
Yo, I haven't gotten a shower at my Airbnb yet. I hope y'all didn't just jinx me right now. I'm not trying to get the shower head on the chest move right now. Nah.
Did you ever have to, like, write a bad review for them?
I actually don't write reviews at all. You know, I get a text message. Don't forget to leave a review. But it's just like, okay.
Well, how about when you ride Uber? Do you leave everybody a 5-star? Because I'm afraid that they won't give one
back.
Yeah,
I do 5 stars all the time.
You got to. You got to.
Our friend's got a 4.3 rating, and she's just like...
That's because I think she like hooked up some of her clients and maybe they didn't exactly, you know.
Give her a 5-star, give her try to be
funny. Or they were like bad riders or something like that, you know? Yeah. So, okay. You are from Long Beach originally.
Yes, sir.
You were born in 1991.
Yes, sir.
Los Angeles has not had professional football in town.
Now we got the fucking Rams.
Well, that's my question, though. You were 3 years old.
Rams been my favorite team since Marshall Faulk been there.
Really?
So, yeah, I swear to God.
You just knew, like...
That's some bullshit.
On my best friend, Rams. Like, the Rams been my favorite team. Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, all of them. You know what I mean?
Even the greatest show on turf?
What's the Caucasian safety that they had? Was fucking a bruiser.
Right.
He was crazy good. What's his name? Look, you don't even know. Look,
no.
Exactly. I forgot his fucking name.
No, he was good, though. But you loved those teams?
Yeah.
Oh, you were 8 years old when they won? Little, yeah.
Yeah, I was young. I was really young. Yeah.
Man. Well, who told you that you had to like the Rams?
Actually, I took a trip to St. Louis with my dad one time.
Really?
And we rode by Kansas City Stadium. And I thought it was super dope. The next thing you know, we rode by the St. Louis
And you
Rams
were just like,
stadium.
Yo.
This is it. Like,
well, how crazy then that they moved back this year.
Yeah.
Are you going to go to games?
Yeah, of course.
Season tickets. Sure.
Season tickets, yeah.
Front row.
Yeah.
Well, and
50-yard line.
But they're at the Coliseum, right? Before
they go
build their own
Inglewood,
stadium.
Yeah. Coliseum is pretty dope, though.
Yeah?
So it's just cool. It looks small on the inside, but I think they make it work.
Well, and you sit down on like it's old concrete. I mean, it's like 1936 Olympics.
It almost looks like if they catch a touchdown pass, they run into the wall. Like that's how close it is to the concrete.
But you've been there for like USC games.
Yeah, USC's my favorite team.
Oh
too.
Yeah,
yeah. I love USC.
Fuck UCLA. Put it out there.
Yeah, fuck UCLA. Fuck UCLA.
But they got an In-N-Out by there.
So well, like so shout out to
everywhere.
US.
Not.
You're in California. In-N-Out's everywhere.
There's In-N-Out's in Las Vegas too.
Damn, dude, they have In-N-Out by USC. They don't. You got a
See?
Point there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
They got Five Guys.
They have Five Guys in New York.
Have you been to Shake Shack out in L.A.?
Nah.
They just opened one up like a couple months ago.
I heard
ago.
A lot yeah. of, like, yeah. everybody been telling me about Shake Shack.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Right. I like Fatburger.
Fatburger is cool.
Yeah. In-N-Out's the move,
In-N-Out's the move, though.
It
you
is.
You guys been to Texas yet?
Yeah.
Whataburger shit.
Do we have Whataburger?
I don't think so.
They try to compare it to In-N-Out. Hell no.
No.
And if you're from Texas, I love you. You listen to this, but Whataburger is shit. It's like microwavable, like gravy burgers.
Ivy, In-N-Out over everything? Okay. We didn't formally get your name. Would you say In-N-Out over everything? Are you a vegetarian?
She's from the East Coast.
Where are you from? Oh,
what's DC Burgers?
Five Guys is down there.
Yeah.
Z Burgers. Never heard of that. We should know about that. Shout out to Z Burger.
Z Burger.
Yeah, all right. We need to get like sponsored by Z Burger.
And then your man is hiding like all the way in the corner.
Yo, Jag's all the way in the corner.
In and out. Okay, so let's go back to the very beginning. Mm-hmm. You're from Long Beach. Where in Long Beach?
Eastside.
Okay. And you have how many siblings?
Four.
Four older?
Including myself. Well, I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest?
Yeah, so I have three old, like, brothers and sisters.
Were you treated like the youngest? Like, where you were, like, the king? You could do no wrong.
I say both.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it was a time where, like, all my brothers were home, and then all of them went to jail. Then I'm the only boy there, so she had no choice but to treat me like I was, you know, the king. But, yeah, I'm the youngest, so everybody always shits on me all the time.
Really?
Yeah, even now I'm doing rap, making good money. Right. And they still don't believe me, like... Little dude, like, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I mean? It's gonna take him a couple years to catch on. But
is that
because
you have another rapper in your family, and so they're just like
Vince Staples?
Yeah,
yeah. You know what I mean? But
like,
at the same time,
already doing
yeah, but they see it happening with him though, so I would assume they'd be like, "Oh shit, hell yeah, let's do this shit." But,
like,
nah.
Joey doesn't have a fader cover.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but like, so you know, Eric's a rapper. Mm-hmm. I'm also a rapper, but it's like I feel like family respects you more. For your choices
just
than me.
Strictly because I'm older.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man, I can't even hang around my family no more, dude. It's like real awkward. Like, everybody's like, want to talk about music. You know, I do music all the time, you know, so to go around my family and to talk about it, it's like, bro, shut up. Like, well, how you been? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, you want them to be like regular?
Just family.
And, like,
just how, like, because to me, it's different because I went from being a family favorite to not shit to a family favorite again because I was like the all-star football player out of the whole family.
Right.
Blew it. And then everybody's like, oh, he's just going to be like his brother. And then next thing you know, oh, he's rapping, traveling the world. Hey, we love you. I'm just like, oh, you do this so fake. Like, I can see this shit. Like,
really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Are they passing you SoundCloud links?
Man, I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
The truth is,
swear to God, they are.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
That's the
worst.
It's
bad to
ever.
Where my family, like, they have my number and they rather comment on a Facebook comment rather than to.
No.
Dead ass.
No, that's terrible.
Let me turn my phone.
By the way, it is New York Men's Fashion Week. Shout out to your shirt right now.
You heard.
You guys.
Shout out.
Celine
I mean?
Dion.
You know what I mean? You got the tour dates on the back.
Oh, that's legit. That's legit.
Yo, you need to get one that has your tour dates on the back.
Yeah, no, we're gonna
with Celine
soon.
On the front?
Yeah, with Celine on the
with
front.
With Celine on the front. Yeah, that'd be fire.
That's
that'd
dope,
fire,
though. Where did you get that? Well, or do you not want to give it up?
No, we got it in Denver.
In Denver?
Yeah.
1999. That show is amazing. That was when Renee was still alive. You know, bless up to Celine. So sorry about her loss this year.
Okay, so you're growing up. You're the youngest of four.
Yeah.
And what are you doing, like... You know, after school. Are you coming straight home?
I was a gang member, to be honest with you. I was trying to follow my brothers in the footsteps. Like, my older brother and them, I thought they were, like, kings. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I idolized them.
So, like, they bring you in, and it's like, you got no choice.
It wasn't like I had no choice, but, like, they taught me right from wrong.
Yeah.
But back then, 99, you know, 2000, all the way into, like, 2006, you get what I'm saying? Like, it was about unity. It wasn't about, like, seeing how many people you can murder or,
right.
You know what I mean, selling drugs or nothing like that. Like, I remember, like, plenty of times my brother's little homies, like, dropped me off at football practice, making sure I'm going to school, picking me up from school, making sure I'm safe. That's what it was more about, like, brotherhood, you know. And now it's just like, you know, it's everybody's fighting over colors, senseless violence. It's just like me growing up and seeing what, you know, like what we could be, you know, potentially if we use our brain. It's just like, it's not worth it, you know. So I try to talk to my friends as much as possible about getting out the streets, but yeah, that's what I was doing majority of the time after school.
So no one was there to say, like, maybe you shouldn't.
My brother was in jail. I don't say that about my mom, but just be honest, my mom was alcoholic, you know what I'm saying? So, just like, I had no guidance. My dad didn't give a shit about me. If he see this, I really don't give a fuck, because he really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I love my dad to death, but I was on my own, you know what I mean? So, just like, I'd be damned if I didn't, damn if I don't. You know
how
I mean?
Early we talking?
Shit. I've been on my own since fifth grade, bro.
Fifth grade.
And my brothers and my dad went to jail in fifth grade when I was in fifth grade.
That's unbelievable.
My oldest brother, he's here. He actually went to get him some cigarettes, but he came home the soonest. But he didn't come home to my senior year. So I went
of high school.
Yeah.
So that's
year,
like
7 years without him. Yeah. So it was like all puberty, all growing up, all that shit. I did it on my own. Like, you know what I mean? Shooting my first gun, all that type of shit. Like getting into my first situations. It was like
Did you visit your brothers in jail?
I visited them once.
And
what was that like?
It was hurtful. He damn near broke down because he's like, he was in jail with my brother. That's the funny thing about like my manager. Like, it go way back. I don't want to see nobody like that, especially my family. I wouldn't like to see like my manager like that, nobody like that, especially people I care about. Because it's literally just a fucking piece of glass that's separating you from your family. But when, after you get out that meeting room, like, they follow you to the door. You know what I mean, just wishing they could leave, and you just see the door just shut in their face. You know what I'm saying?
And did that give you the sort of push to not go that route?
No, because even if the opportunity presents itself right now to get my family out of the situation, I'd do it, even if I do go to jail. That's just how I am. Somebody got to turn the tide. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been struggling too long. Like, I tell Ivy, I'm sorry, bro. You just blew artists, but you're going to be all right. You're going to eat some money. You get what I'm saying? Just like, I'm willing to be the sacrifice, bro. You know what I mean? We struggle so long. I struggle so long. You get what I'm saying? So, just like, I'm willing to be a sacrifice, you get what I'm saying, of any type of sort, as long as that it benefits my family for the future. That's why I'm doing this rap stuff. It's just like, rap is cool. I love it. It's fun. But it's just like sitting at the cool table. You know what I mean? You got to fit in. I've never been that type of person. You know what I mean? I'm a self-type guy. You get what I'm saying? Like, always in the studio by myself. Everything by myself. You get what I'm saying?
Well, but you come from, like, gang life, like, being with others, and it's all about unity and everyone picking up for each other. You also played football, where that's also the credo, right? Yeah. Where, like, everyone's supposed to be a team and look after each other.
Yeah,
and
but when you have somebody who was close with you on the football team, now because you gangbang chasing you and your little cousins with guns, somebody who you called your brother, I ain't gonna name no names, I was gonna call them names, but no names. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then, while they gangbang, you see people who, like, you know what I mean, who love my brother, who say they do anything for my brother, but when he's in jail, you know, can't even send him a dollar. So that proves where your loyalty stand at. And it's just like, I don't need to be in those situations for them to prove their loyalty to me. You already proved it through my brother, and he did, you know, numerous of things for you guys. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like, I tell my homies all the time, they can have the streets, bro. That don't make me more or less than a man. You get what I'm saying? I'm out here trying to make a bend. Like, man, like my manager is like, you know what I mean? Like, he done everything I could possibly do. Like, I cannot come home bragging to this dude. Like, but, bro, I did that shit 98. Shit, that shit ain't nothing. Like, I'm fucking, what, 18 years behind that? Fucking, like, it's just like, what's the point? You get what I'm saying? It's just like, I'd rather be getting to this money. Like, my mom ain't never had shit. You get what I'm saying? She getting old, bro. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I got to get it.
Are all your brothers home?
Yeah, everybody's home now. But, you know, some people have restrictions because of parole. Mm-hmm. But my brother, boy, he's off parole. So he's able to travel with me. His first time in New York, he's happy as fuck, screaming out the car window every chance he gets. Yeah, he's happy. So that's what I do it for, you know what I mean? So
man,
it's fun.
When you were playing football, were you, like, first of all, what position did you play? And were you, like, undersized? Were you, like, a big guy?
I play running back, but Jack, how big was I?
Like 5'6". Like 220, running everything over and away.
Yeah, I was probably like the biggest bowling ball you probably ever seen.
Man. Yeah. They try to put you a fullback, or?
Nah, I played tailback my whole life, but just like my freshman year, I was like 5'5", 5'6", like 120 something. And I was just too small.
Yeah.
So I took creatine, but I did it the wrong way to where like I gained like, I'm like just crazy amount of weight. Like,
well, so creatine is like all water weight, though, right?
Not if you cycle off of it the right way. Not the wrong way, I mean. Cycle off of it the wrong way. See, like creatine, they tell you to cycle off of it to where your body won't depend on it and it won't like hurt you that much. You get what I'm saying? But if you were just say, for instance, you'd be taking creatine for months at a time, lifting weights out, then you just stop taking it, you're going to get fat.
Oh, yeah.
Like real fat. Like, you get what I'm saying? That's what happened to me.
Well, what else you eating?
That's what I was eating.
Whataburger, fat burger.
You know, I was eating everything back then, you know what I mean? Like, especially since I was homeless. Like, I'm high school homeless. So, like, McDonald's right across the street, I'm fucking that shit up every day. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, I was big.
They knew you at McDonald's?
Yeah, they knew me because we had a couple people who worked there. I think Craig worked there for a little bit. Yeah, Craig did work there for a little. I was getting free fries. I think he contributed to my fatness. Yeah.
So you've talked about being homeless for, I mean, like, forever.
I was homeless for a minute.
Yeah. I mean, that was, what, 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
2 years ago, two, 3 years ago. 2014, yeah, 2014, 2013, 2014, yeah.
And I mean, like, you know, obviously horrible situation, but people, and you've talked about in interviews, but I feel like what people are not talking about is, you know, you're eating McDonald's. Do you leave the trash in your car also?
It depends on what type of night it is, man. Whether I feel like getting out the car, whether I get out the car to take a piss 2 o'clock in the morning, whether I go to the park, you know, Del Valle Park to go wash my ass. Yeah, I mean, it depends on a lot of situations, but no, I kept my house clean.
Because you were talking this way, and you were like, listen, like, you know, you brought girls back. Like, you had the T-top, the girls' legs went through, and I was just like, yo, so Joey was, like, living it up.
It was fun, but I wasn't the cleanest. I'm young, you know, I wasn't the cleanest, but it's like now since I'm out of this situation, like, just the essence of it, I miss it a little bit, but I don't want to go back to sleeping in my car. Cool. But that's when I value life a lot, though, you know what I mean? Like, friendships, you know what I mean? Everything that came across my face, even if a fucking fly came in my car, I probably try to talk to him or something, you know what I'm saying?
Well, like, how do you stay optimistic at that point?
Yeah, I didn't see no future in nothing, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't. It took to my brothers and them came home. Like, when I lost football, it was like, it was everything to me. Like, everything. It's the only thing I did, like, my whole life. So, I never rapped before. Never did nothing. So, I was working at Forever 21. How can you be optimistic working at Forever 21? You know what I mean? Me reading a lot of books and reading all this, I know that it's almost impossible for me to do what I want working at a fucking stockroom in Forever 21. It was all hell. It was hell mentally. You get what I'm saying? But I think that's why God blessed me what I'm going through now, because I put myself through, like, living hell for years. You get what I'm saying? Like,
and so what's the point where everything changes?
All right, 21. I'm at Forever 21, stock room. I'm already rapping. A couple people walk in. Hey, Joey Fats. Oh, shit. Damn. All right, need to go to the back. They moved me to the back, like, all the way in the back of the stock room. I don't even roll racks out no more. Like, you know, I'm just stuck in the room the whole time. I'm just like, fuck, like, dude, I can't be doing this shit. So then I end up going home. Like, it was sometime that week, I believe. And then Rocky called my phone. And, like, we're riding home, like, in my 86 Camaro, you know, like, raggedy as fuck. You get what I'm saying? He calls my phone and just like, yo, you my favorite producer. I hung up in his face. I didn't believe it. Didn't believe it, you know what
Rocky
I mean?
Like, who?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, yo, Rocky, you know what I mean? He called back. He like, yo, where you hang up? You know what I mean? It's Flocko, bro. You're my favorite producer. You know what I mean? I want to work with you and shit like that. I'm like, word for real. Like, I get home, make some beats right now. I was standing in the garage at the time. I was standing at Aston Matthews' garage.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the garage. I made two beats, and it was one of them that sounded like Pretty Flocko that I thought he was going to do. But then I made a weird beat called Jody, which is the one he ended up snatching. And he's like, he hit me the next day, like, yo, I made some crazy shit to any of your beats. I'm thinking it's a Pretty Flocko sound on me. And then he sent it to me. I'm like, yo, this shit is crazy. Like, I didn't even think this beat was this nice, but you made it sound super good. But it went from there to, like, yeah, I'm just, like, figuring out who I was and, like, yo, I want to manage you. You know what I mean? He flew out to LA and just helped me with a lot. Like, he got me, like, he moved me into Rocky Crib. He seen, like, my situation. Like, he was one of the people, like, that made me open up. I was, like, really, like, to myself a lot. Like, nobody really knew. Like, I'm talking about I toured in Europe. This is before Yams. Like, Yams didn't find out I was homeless till, like, 8 months to when I was working with them. I'm talking about I'm in Europe doing shows and coming back home and sleeping in my car. You know, mentally it was fucking me up, but he knew something was wrong because how I was acting. He's just like, you know, what's going on? You know what I mean? So.
Well, how does Yams find you in the first place? Like, how does he get in touch with you?
Twitter. He's Twitter guru.
Yeah.
He just searches everywhere. He just all over music.
So he hits you, and then what's your reaction?
It's my reaction ain't that big because I already talked to Rocky.
Right.
But I'm excited because I know this is the dude who made everything possible. And, you know, it's just like, it's my window. You know, I mean, I ain't never had too many shots in life, but he blessed me.
Well, did you think you had this shot with football and that was done?
I don't think I'm seeing as these kids grow up, man. I don't think I would have lasted. Man, these motherfuckers are different beasts out here. It's like, the year the short running back is out. You know what I mean? These dudes like 6'3 playing running back now.
But did you think that you would ever have an opportunity, even if it was in something else?
I knew it. I was going to have an opportunity in football. That's how good I was. I knew it. I blew it, though. And, like, I'm able to say that and be okay with it is because I didn't blow it for financial gain or being stupid. You know, I graduated with a 3.25 GPA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I blew it because, like I said, I was homeless. And we need to buy cap and gown in order to walk across the stage. They said you can't walk across stage unless you got cap and gown. You mean to tell me I go through all this struggling and going to school, making sure I get good grades. I'm my mom's first child to graduate.
Wow.
And you telling me I can't walk the stage unless I have this cap and gown? So I did what I had to do to get the cap and gown. I got the cap and gown. I walked stage, but I blew my career.
But you knew how important it was to be the first in your family to graduate high school. And that's what made you keep going to high school more than anything else, right?
Yeah, it's my mom. Just like, everybody looked at us as like devil kids. Like if you like, I'll say it here, fuck it. You know what I mean? My grandma just passed like 2 weeks ago, right?
Sorry.
It's all good. And she's in a better place. But, you know, like it didn't really hurt me as much. You know what I'm saying? It's because like, and I thought I was feeling, I thought I was weird. You know what I mean? I'm just like, am I weird? Am I not? Am I some heartless dude? Like, I asked myself many questions. But just one time, I'm taking my brother home to my mom's house, and he just breaks the silence. It's just like, I feel sorry for Granny. But at the same time, I'm not hurting as much as I should. Because I remember times she made us sleep on the floor, and our cousins got to sleep on the bed because he thought we were devil childs. Yeah, I mean, she used to treat us differently, never really did much for us. Used to hate my mom because, you know, she dated my dad. My dad was one of the biggest money getters in Compton you can think of in the 90s. So it's just like, I didn't get to spend that much time with my dad, you know what I mean? So it's like when my granny passed, it didn't hurt me or my brothers as much. But everybody, instead of them asking themselves why, like, what could we have done to make them closer to the family? They were steady blaming us, like, that's your granny, da-da. But it's just like, yeah, you're right, that's my granny. And I'm going to always say it's my granny. But what have she done that's grandmother-like? I can't remember one thing. Hmm. Not one thing, not food in my belly. Hmm. My dad's going to give me hell for this because he makes sure he keep up on everything. But it's just the honest truth. Like, she never did no grandmother things for me. So it's just like, I feel sorry for her that she had to go out the way she went out, and I feel bad. You know, I wish she was here. I feel more bad for my dad. But at the same time, like I tell all my niggas, like I tell Jack, like I tell everybody, I don't believe in family. Family is the people that spend time with you. Time is family. People who spend time with you make sure you got everything you need and stuff like that. Not blood don't make you related. Because there's people that's out here that got the same blood that's killing each other and don't even know it. You get what I'm saying? What makes you family is you spending time with that person. You going through it with that person, ups and downs. You get what I'm saying? Not just being in this person's face when it's up. Everybody in my face now, they see me traveling.
Right.
Where was you at when I was homeless? I couldn't even sleep in nobody's living room.
Where was everybody when you were homeless?
My question to you exactly.
Who are you? So who are you working for right now?
Who am I working for?
Mm-hmm.
Like in terms of why I do music?
Mm-hmm.
My mom. My mom is, she's born in 63, so she's what, 60, 55 now?
Mm-hmm.
She just turned 55 May 11th. What's the life expectancy for a woman in the United States?
77?
Come on, man. I got 22 years to get my mama what she want. So it's just like, so I do it for her. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, the vanity is cool. It's tight. It makes me look good, get you the girls and stuff like that. But at the same time, just like me seeing my granny go to the grave like that, I refuse to let my mom go out without kicking her feet up and see how it is to, you know, at least live. And my mom had never even been on the plane before, never been to New York, never been nowhere.
To this day.
You get what I'm saying? So it's just like, I got a lot of work to do. Whole lot of work to do. You know what I mean? I can easily put on the facade like every other rapper. I bought my mom a house. I did. Nah, man, this rap shit hard. You get what I'm saying? Especially independently. You get what I'm saying? So, trying to make it work.
Is there a part of you, you know, having been homeless that makes you more reluctant to spend money in ways that, like, maybe you wouldn't if you hadn't been?
I spend it more because I never had it. I'm talking about, like, I don't even got my credit card on me right now. My brother got it. Anything they want, they can have it. I'll make it back. And if we go broke. Who cares? We've been broke before. You know what I mean? Like, one thing Yams always told me is, just, like, in order for you to make money, you got to spend money. You know what I mean? Don't ever look at money as something that's going to change your life, because it come and go. You know what I'm saying? You just take care of the people that surround you. You take care of your needs, and you just keep it moving until your next lick come for you to get next money, your next money, and just live life day by day. That's what I've been doing. I'm not really worried about the money. I'm not worried about having $1 million in the bank. What the fuck I look like having $1 million in the bank, and my mom never even been in New York? Mm. How do these rappers sound on these podcasts saying that? Oh, yeah, I'm balling, da-da-da-da. But your mom's standing in the fucking hut. You know what I mean? That don't even make sense. So you obviously not balling, or you don't have your morals straight. You know what I'm saying? So
after Rocky gets in touch with you, did you feel like that was momentum in terms of your production, in terms of, like, moving your rap career forward?
It was momentum in terms of everything. Rocky and them just got so much influence on the game right now. I'm talking about, I got people DMing me, asking me to style them. I'm like, dude, are you serious? You barely know how to dress my damn self.
Yeah, but you got that Celine Dion t-shirt. Like, you know, if you got, like,
you know what I mean? You got, it's just certain things that I like, but it's just like, you don't see me wearing Balmain and biker pants. You get what I'm saying?
But first of all, everybody wears that.
Now they do, yeah.
Yeah, now they do. Yeah.
But this is like, let's say, like, this is like 2014, 2000, like early 2015, when Rocky Nim was heavily on the ball, man.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I love Rocky Nim, but I can't follow that.
So when do you actually meet them in real life?
Right then, like 2 weeks after the DM.
Really?
Yeah, they flew. It was Oakland at the Fox Theater. They flew me to the Long Live ASAP tour.
Had you been on a plane before?
Not until I started rapping. Yeah, and when I started rapping, I got on my first plane.
So, I mean, like, it's so easy, I think, to just trust, like, strangers who jump in your DMs to be like, yeah, we're going to get you a flight. But how do you really trust, like, that they're going to be there, that they're going to, like, meet you at the gate?
That's what Ivy here for.
Okay.
Ivy is the one that they, you know
if
I mean?
They didn't, Ivy would definitely get you in.
One thing Ivy hates is the camera. So please, could we not get Ivy on camera?
So you go up to Oakland. You go up to Oakland, and you meet the guys, and then what's that like? You meet all of them?
Everybody.
The whole mob?
It's life-changing. You're talking about, I don't even know how many people the Fox steered the whole, but it was everybody rocking. They brought E-40 out, made E-40. You know what I mean? That's what... When I think about it, I think that's what made me work. I just really wanted that. You know what I'm saying? Just the influence that they got on people.
Did you ever think of putting ASAP in front of your name?
I love Rocky Nim, but nah, man.
Did you ever think of putting a dollar sign at the end of your name?
Yeah. I used to push the dollar sign at the end of Fats for a little while, but until I learned that search optimization.
There you go. There you go. We talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
The first time actually we met Travis Scott, we were just like, you know, there's so many dollar signs in everyone's name. Like, how do you sort of differentiate? And you asked him, like, how much that actually worked out,
like,
to.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know, but I'm making money or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
That's always usually somebody's answer.
Yeah.
But, like, you're right. Search engine optimization is
everything. But they don't care about that because they have a label and everything behind them that's going to make sure their stuff be seen. See, me, I'm independent. I got to make sure that everything I do is to a T. Like, I can't have Joey Fats with a dollar sign at the end.
Right.
Because people ain't going to be able to search that. They're trying to find me. You know what I mean?
What if you put $2 signs at the end of your name?
But still, though, like, I don't know if Twitter changed, but the dollar sign, period, it wasn't really working, really, when Twitter first came around. Like,
yeah.
When you used to search, you searched names with dollar signs, it didn't really.
Yeah, no, it says, like, null or something. But also, like, it will just leave, like, a blank there, right?
Oh, I hate underscores.
Yeah.
That's the worst. And then, you know, no offense to your former self, but dollar signs, that's like next. You know?
Yeah. No, I'm not no offensive type of guy. That's why I noticed I was doing some stupid shit and changed my name back to Fats. F-A-T-T-S.
That's right. Do you know, by the way, it's so funny. Like, now we talk about this all the time. Now rappers really need to, like, pay attention to what their name is in the first place. Because you can't be, like, Trouble or Problem or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's always just trouble and problems everywhere.
Yeah.
We have a problem right here.
Like, you have to think of a name that is so unique that people can find it anywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, it says these two guys who do It's the Real. Meanwhile, there's the real and everybody else.
But, you know, and we give people such a hard time. We are It's the Real. I-T-S-T-H-E-R-E-A-L. No spaces, no apostrophe, no nothing.
Wait, one more time. Say that one more time.
I-T-S-T-H-E-R-E-A-L. It's the Real.
With a dollar sign.
So you meet the guys, and are they looking for production from you? Are they looking to sign you? Are
looking
they
looking for a brother?
Yeah.
No paperwork. Never was involved. Never. I never even mentioned. I never could think of a time they offered me paperwork.
And was there a thought of ever like joining other people's movements?
I messed with Waka for a little bit.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I figured out I want to be young and be with my guys.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, Rocky them, man, they make the music stuff worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what? The first time we ever met Rocky, we were working for MTV doing these, like, absurdist interviews.
Uh-huh.
And they came to MTV's headquarters on Broadway.
Yep.
And Rocky.
12E and Yams.
Well, and Rocky said, he's like, I'm not going to do the interview unless my guys can be here with me.
Uh-huh. Right.
And we're like, cool with us, like, you know, just like zoom out the camera and we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
And, but like, we love the fact that he took a stand for his guys.
Yeah.
He was like, it's not just me, it's the whole mob.
Yeah, that's how it was my first time. I mean, when SF and when we went to Oakland, I was in the MTV clip there too. Like, that was my first time meeting him. He made sure I was behind him walking. I was in front of 12 of them and everything, but it just was like, that's how big he was on me at the time, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate it, because if it wasn't for him, like, I tell everybody, like, I'm not one of these dudes that sit here and lie to people. You know, them dudes made my career, you know what I mean, from everybody who was trying to sign me, everybody, look, it just everything. They made, yeah, like, you know, taught me my style, you know what I mean, taught me confidence. I remember times in London, you know what I'm saying, like, I couldn't even get no pussy.
Mm-hmm.
The second night, Rocky told me, he come sits next to me, he's like, yo.
Where Balmain?
He didn't say that. He said, yo. He said, why are you paying these bitches so much attention? I said, what you mean, man? They sexy as fuck. He said, yeah, but it's the fact that you doing your own thing is what's going to make them want you. He was like, just watch this. He went to go pop a bottle, chilled in the corner and sipping his little shit. Every girl came to him. I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay. He's like, you ain't even got to look him in the eyes. Damn, man. So I'm like, all right, bet. So the next day I tried it, and money. So it's just like,
yeah, Rocky's got life figured out.
Yeah,
he got a lot figured out. He has a whole lot figured out, man. But at the same time, big bro's still a little kid and he like to have fun, so sometimes he may seem a little immature, but he has a lot figured out.
When you met all of ASAP, and there's like 40 people in the ASAP mob,
mm-hmm.
did you remember everybody's name?
I know everybody, face and name, real money, you know,
how to spell all their names.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
You were like, 12, he's got two Y's, okay, yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
I fuck with 12, was the weird one, but we became close. Because 12, he like me, he don't talk, so in order for us to break the ice, somebody has to talk. And we broke the ice by playing a video game. And once we played the video game on tour, like, I broke down and 12 told him shit I never even told other people, you know?
Mm.
Because, like, he told me, like, 12 been through a lot. Like,
mm-hmm.
I love 12. Like, he's been through a whole lot, you know, with his family and everything in Ohio. You know what I mean? It's just for him to be as strong as he is and Ryan for Rocky and Ryan for everybody and loving his ASAP shit as much as he does. You know what I mean? I got nothing but respect for that dude. You know what I'm saying? He's been through a lot in his life, and he's just dropped that
last
year being broke.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So make sure y'all go copy out some shit. You know what I mean? I don't know what the whole number is to that, the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that shit.
That's his real number, by the way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You would never do that?
That's great marketing.
It is great marketing. Would you?
It's Mike Jones.
Have you changed your number?
I've been did that. I've been putting out my numbers. Oh. I just don't like to be I'm the first, but yeah. Joey been doing that.
Have you had the same email your whole, like, yeah?
You want to know the crazy thing about it is, like, people still FaceTime me off my email because it's connected to my iCloud. And then they just put the phone up to the ceiling, and I'm like, yo, who the fuck is this? They're like, just Joey Dance. Like, what are you tweaking, yo? I got to turn my FaceTime off.
We were in the studio one time with Fat Trell
mm-hmm.
and Wale and mm-hmm. them. And Fat Trell was just shirtless on FaceTime.
I mean, because he's always shirtless.
Yeah, like FaceTiming, literally, like, his baby's mother or whatever. And we're just like, what have we, like, walked into right now? Like,
yeah. Like, yeah, I fuck with Fat Trell.
No,
Fat
for
Trell
real.
Is dope as fuck.
We had an amazing interview with Fat Trell.
Yeah,
he's one of those guys who has, like, no inhibitions.
No.
Yeah.
We asked him where the fanciest place he did not wear a shirt was, and he said Ruth's Chris restaurant,
yeah.
The steakhouse.
Yeah.
He was there with some Redskins players. Excuse me, Washington football team
That's
players.
That's right, yeah.
And so they can't, like, use Redskins no more?
Well, I mean, they can, but I think that Native Americans don't want to use that term.
You think?
Generally speaking,
yeah.
That is, yeah, they don't want it.
Yeah, okay.
But the Rams can say it's the LA football team.
Yeah. Rams is about to win the Super Bowl. They in LA now.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
It's on the record right now.
Yeah.
You hear me? Fred Joey Faz the first one to say it.
Those LA Rams
about to win the Super Bowl.
So you go from possibly, you know, hanging with Waka and possibly doing some business with him to moving on. Did I read also that you might have been rocking with there was a possibility to rock with our friend Currency?
Yeah, he wanted to sign me for a bit. He was, like, real big on me. But, you know what I mean? Like, we decided that we were just, like, super close friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the same time, like, it's just, like, you gotta learn to separate business from friendship.
Totally.
And, like, Currency is not somebody I want to charge for a beat. You know what I'm saying? Just, like, bro, I'll make a beat for you any day. Like, I used to listen to you homeless in my car. You know what I'm saying? Like,
one of the nicest people on this planet.
Nice. But he forgets a lot because But he's nice, dude. Like, he's super nice. I'm talking about, like, my first time chilling with him, he broke down life with me for, like, 3 hours, just smoking blunts, drinking orange juice next to the pool.
Yeah.
Real cool dude. Like,
where was that? The
game. It was in Hollywood. What's the name of that hotel, Ivy?
Roosevelt?
You said you stayed at, I remember it. It's by the Standard. Grafton. Yeah, the Grafton. It's pretty
Don't
cool.
know it. Shout yeah. out to yeah. that hotel, though.
Grafton is dope.
Again,
as
we
well.
Only stay in Airbnbs. Strictly weird Airbnbs.
Yeah. Where so. They tell you, like, you know, don't open that closet. And then you sort of want to open up that closet.
Yeah.
See what's in there.
Yeah,
listen. Have you run into, since you've, like, gotten on this wave and you're, you know, a legitimate professional rapper. This is your career.
I appreciate it.
Are you running into people from, like, your past high school and everything who haven't seen you for a while and they're like,
The funny thing about it is this dude named Zach. When I had caught my case, because I caught my case at school. So I had, like, dick school for a week. And then when I came to school, they, like, slammed me on my face, all type of shit. And then, but you being a minor in California, like, your parents are able to come pick you up. So I was picked up, I think, the same day or the next day. I went back to school, and Zach wanted to buy my phone. So I'm like, all right, cool. You know, so I see him in passing period. I'm like, you want to buy? He's like, all right, for sure. I'll see you in class. So I see him in class, and then I hand him the phone. He puts the phone in his pocket, and he's like, this is my phone. Either you go have to beat me up right here, or you ain't getting nothing back. I'm like, bro, I just went to jail in this very same class, like Mr. Ott's class. And he told me, if I get in trouble again, I'm getting kicked out. I said, come outside. Just come outside. Yeah. That's it, just come outside. If you don't follow me right now, if you don't hit me right now, you're not getting shit back. I said, okay, you got that. Came after school, he never shitted on himself, what he seen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just like, the reason why I brought that up is he just DM'd me this morning.
He DM'd you?
On Instagram. It was like, yo, I'm proud of you, da da. I said, where you at? I need to fade.
Yo.
And he called me and said, yo, I got kids now. I was on some stupid shit back then.
Yeah, like, no shit.
I legit love you. I said, that's cool, bro, but I still want to fight. You get what I'm saying? It's just like, I run into a lot of people. Long story short, I run into a lot of people. Like, a rapper from Long Beach, I want to say his name, give him no clout, because he wouldn't have said my name on no podcast like this or, you know what I mean, no show like this.
It's Snoop Dogg. You can just say it.
Nah, we ain't gonna say Snoop Dogg. Not Snoop Dogg. He's nowhere near his stature, Snoop Dogg.
Domino.
He's light-skinned with long hair. And if you're from Long Beach, you know who I'm talking about. But I remember when I first started trying to rap in, like, 07, I remember chasing him around my uncle. I was just for him to get a verse that he never did. And that halted my rap career back then. But now he's just like, yo, sign me. I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, you must have forgot.
I feel if there's anything that we should know about Joey, it's that he has a very long memory.
Yeah.
Joey does not forget things.
I don't remember nothing. I don't forget nothing. I mean,
man,
I smoke a lot of weed. I probably forget some shit that just happened yesterday.
Where have you relocated now in LA now that you are
Or are you still in Long Beach?
I haven't lived in Long Beach in years. I stay downtown LA, right across the street from the Staples Center.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that means that you go to Egg Slut and you go to Wexler's Deli.
Now that things have, like, really moved in a positive and great direction, and people are hitting you up to you know, to sign them and everything, what happens when major labels come knocking on your door? Those meetings?
We ignore them.
Ignore them.
Yeah,
if they DM you.
But you took meetings before.
Yeah, that's why I ignore them, because they just want to check on what you're doing all day.
That's nice. That's like family.
Yeah, it's like, but you're not my family. At the end of the day, you're gonna give me some fucked up paperwork to have me here for a long time. I go to a label when. I'm just hot enough to where I can just demand what the fuck I want. I'm talking about I want an Uber in my fucking contract.
That's dope.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you can honestly do
you
that.
You want to drive an Uber?
No, like, actually have my own Uber my whole fucking time I'm with him. Like, yo, I want my Uber outside every day I wake up.
Yo, do you have a list of, like, those crazy things that you want?
Nah.
That shouldn't be crazy anymore? You know what I'm saying?
I have a list of things I want for my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a house.
An Uber driver.
I got her a dog already.
You got her a dog?
Yeah, her name Lilo. She's super small. Like, she's a pocket pit bull. So she's like a little miniature little animal.
She's never going to make it in the NFL.
She's like this long, big old head.
Like, is that fully grown?
Yeah, fully grown. She's like a year and a half now.
Man.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Is your mom like, did she want a dog? Or was this just like,
well, she's surprised you have a dog.
Get this motherfucker out of here. Like, how can you not love this dog? You know what I mean? Like,
smarter than Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, it's just like, how can you not love this dog? Like, she eventually fell in love with it and, like, I've been trying to get her back for, like, the last fucking 6 months. It's not happened, so.
So, when labels, like, hit you up, you don't even, like, take, like, if they offer you to take you out to dinner or something like that, you're like, nah, I'm good?
Just, like, you know, everybody expects something in return.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Even me. I'm doing this for y'all. I expect friendship out of return. You get what I'm saying? It's just like, just everything.
I don't know. We gave you shitty Scrabble letters already. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know whether I can trust y'all or not. Because, like, first of all, this is my first time playing Scrabble. I never played Scrabble before.
You never played Scrabble in your life? Never. What is your board game of choice?
Monopoly. We in the hood. Don't you always want to imagine having money? Like, Monopoly was the game of choice. We broke. What? Am I lying, Jack? I'm talking about we balling Monopoly. Bro, what? I want everything. I don't give a fuck if I got 200. I'm copping that.
But it takes forever to get anything in Monopoly.
Yeah, true, but it's a fun-ass game.
What piece were you?
I was a car a lot.
Yeah, sure.
Like
a
car.
Never like the wheelbarrow.
The wheelbarrow. I don't understand that. Like, no, you can't trust it. You can't. No. Don't trust a dude. No. Never trust somebody who picks a wheelbarrow.
Also, the thimble.
Fuck is a thimble?
Wait, I want to go back to the wheelbarrow. Wheelbarrow, you can put a lot of money in that.
Oh, true.
True, but.
True, I'm with it.
Or you put a lot of bodies.
That shit is like this big, dude. It's smaller than that. Like,
it's as big as the car.
We have a car versus a wheelbarrow.
I'll take the wheelbarrow.
Don't trust him, dude. Don't trust him.
No, I would never do the thimble.
Never the thimble.
What's the thimble?
The thimble, like,
it's for sewing.
Yeah. But it's like an old thing. Like, now we got machines who do things, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need a car, you need an Uber driver.
Look that shit up. That's what it should be. What does a thimble look like? That sounds like some such shit.
Thimble looks like a bucket.
Whoever chose a thimble while I was growing up, I'm coming clean. I'm looking for a thimble right now online, and if I find it and used it, us growing up, board games, you're shit. I'm not talking to you. I can't trust you. You thimble playing motherfucker.
That's right. So you never played Scrabble ever?
Never played Scrabble.
It was Monopoly or nothing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Monopoly. Not Mousetrap?
What's the name of that? The doctor game.
Oh, Operation. Yeah.
Operation. Yeah.
That and...
Were you nice at Operation?
Yeah, I was cool.
Oh, Connect Four?
Connect Four. Okay. I can whoop your ass in that if you got it.
Yo, I had a great AKA like recently where I was like, yo, what up? It's Eric, AKA Connect Four, AKA ran off on the plug twice.
Oh, yeah. 4-4. That's 4. Yeah, yeah. Okay, you got too many bars for me. Yeah.
So, you're out here on this tour.
Yeah.
How have the shows been so far?
We sold out Houston, came out a couple tickets short of selling out Dallas, and tonight is looking pretty good. And this is no major promoter, just myself strictly off my Twitter.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's just like, that's when the label come into question, like, do you want a label? Just like, shit, hell no, I figured out how to do this shit by myself. It's just like... If I wouldn't, like, if I feel like a label wanted me, like, they should have came and got me before I got all these black eyes from the industry. Like, they let me get beat up by the industry, black-eyed, busted lip. Now they want to come pick me up. It's like, nah, bro, I can take the abuse by now. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, not literally.
No,
but,
yeah.
You know, I'm like, what do these labels do to you?
Like, all the bullshit in the industry, you know what I'm saying? It's just like.
And have you found that.
Hey, Trouble.
Yeah. Like the rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, that right there was you finding Trouble.
So I win something?
I don't know.
Explain that later.
So
we'll explain how to play Scrabble after
this.
Did
you go down to Houston and Dallas because you knew that those you had pockets of fans down there and that's like where you have... Like, do you go through your SoundCloud numbers or something?
Just recently started doing that because, like, my cheap ass never bought the star version.
Okay.
Yeah.
The pro version.
No, we're about to do that too, yeah. Yeah.
You guys are shit. Nah. Are you serious? Y'all don't have a pro version yet?
No.
Well,
no.
But we only put out a mixtape like 3 years ago.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
was
only
it.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. Bro, you guys better upload to that pro version ASAP, oh cheap asses.
No, for real.
You got sure mics up in here and shit. It ain't even pro on SoundCloud. I can't trust these dudes.
Yo, we upgraded our Dropbox, so we're slowly getting into this space.
Oh my goodness.
We never made money for like 9 years. Like, yeah. We're just starting.
Okay, whatever. Well, okay, look, I'll take that back then. I love you guys. You're doing it for the culture.
We never had paint on these walls. We never had like any window like treatments, nothing. Like we were just we lived in
we sold the podcast
basic
and
place.
We did it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this was strictly, like, just... It's funny,
came in here, I forget who, and they were like, is this your trap house? And we were like...
Someone!
We do have a Pyrex, like, sitting over there,
yeah,
so,
yeah. Yeah, it's
looking
hella dirty right now.
I'm
clean. Yeah, I'm definitely cooking up
some. So, okay, so Dallas, Houston, New York. What do you expect of your fans when they come to see you?
Moshing, sweating, because that's what I'm doing on stage. Just, like, I'm getting paid to sweat. Why can't you, sweat? For free.
Yeah.
Because it's New York and every New York crowd sucks.
Nah, every time I come to New York, it's always lit. Yeah. It's just always lit. I guess because I was introduced to the mob like crowd, so it's just not like, oh, who's this guy on stage? So it's pretty cool. It's just like I would like to get like a lot bigger out here. But, you know, it comes with time. Me being an independent artist, you know, it comes with, you know, constantly being consistent and stuff like that. So, you know, it's going to come. But last time I was low-key, almost sold out Webster last time. So
that's dope.
Did you have issues, like, booking it after the shooting that happened in New York?
No, I didn't have no issues because, like, all the promoters, like, met me for my previous tour and just know I'm very respectful, but they made sure to add, like, don't hiccup or, like, we're never going to have you here again.
We saw Lil Uzi perform at Irving Plaza, actually, a couple weeks ago, right?
How was it?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's dope.
And we've been saying this, he's like a puppeteer with his fans. He's just like... You know, at a certain point, he's like...
You rap it back to me.
He just can't. He performs shit. I'm going to just be honest.
What's that?
He can't perform shit.
He had a great night that night. We really dug
Shout out Lil Uzi. I think Lil Uzi versus the world and the other joint is the shit. But I'm going to just be honest with you. The performance thing is horrible.
That night, it was a great performance. Trust us.
I'm just an honest guy.
But... Irving Plaza made him start at 9 o'clock, so the show would be over at 10 o'clock.
That's what they're doing to me.
Yeah. Or else, like, they're like, or you don't have to perform today.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, mine starts at 7, it has to be over by 10. So it's just like, I don't go on at 7, but the door's open at 7. But they're not fucking with the late shit no more. Yeah, they're not.
Would you, like, but, you sound like a really, like, you know, like, you're about your business, right? Yeah. Would you, like, be late because it's, like, that's sort of, like, the thing to do as a rapper? It's just,
This is the latest I'll get.
Yeah?
Like, honestly, I don't know what you guys thought about me coming this late or coming, like, standing you up. Like, I don't know how many times we set this up, but I'm never late.
Right.
Honestly, never late. I'm, like, the most punctual guy. Like, because I'm fortunate, like, to be in the position that I am. So, just, like, I don't want to rub nobody the wrong way or, you know, like, lose any connections because I need every connection. Because, like, as the saying say, you wave... Hide everybody on your way up as you're on your way down. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? So at the same time, just like, when I'm not shit anymore, I want to be able to come like, yo, it's the real. Where you at? Like, I'm about to pull up. You at the same apartment? Or get a booth at Madison Square Garden. You know what I mean? Just like,
you're are you at the trap house? Yeah, we're here.
Exactly. But that's how me and like Sway gain a relationship because like I talked to him. Outside of, like, just going to go visit him and stuff like that, you know, that's, like, my big homie.
Totally.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, like, I think that, like, you stand out from everybody else in that, in a lot of ways. But, you know, we asked a bunch of people to be on our mixtape. You're on our mixtape. Mm-hmm. And you asked before you recorded anything, you were like, I just want to speak to you guys and, like, see what you're all about. Yeah. And I thought that was, like, super decent and just, like, very real as opposed to a lot of people who would just be like, yeah, I'll, like, do a fucking verse or whatever and just send it through the email.
Yeah, I'm like, and that's a... It's the reason why I'm taking a little bit with it because, like, I know that the mixtape is in theme, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, you guys barred me the fuck up, like Blue Cross Blue Shield. Like, that's a hell of a fucking, like, like, why did I think of that? Like, you know what I mean? So it's just like, I'm trying to make it as much as me, but as much as y'all as possible. So you probably expect a diss line up in there. You know, I probably start some trouble on that track with you guys. Probably
trouble.
Ditch you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get that word on there. Trouble. Yeah.
So
It's the real diss track coming soon.
That's right.
Yeah.
What are you expecting for your career in the next year? Like, what do you want to get done?
Go to school and be an architect.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. I'm trying to do that if Whoa. It's possible.
Like, what
are
do
you starting like applications and stuff?
No, I haven't really started anything like yet, but it's just like it's like a promise I promise myself always. And I'm in a position to where I can like afford to go to school.
Well, like what kind of architecture? Are you looking to design houses or
houses? Yeah, infrastructure. Whoa. Yeah, I love like
houses. So like
brownstones, like all that. We don't have that on the West Coast. Like, so when I come here and go stay at a brownstone, I'm rubbing the wood. Like, damn, like, oh shit, this is nice.
This is crazy. Yeah. Like, you not only want to like get your mom a house, you want to build your mom a house.
Yeah, I want to be known as a rapper who built houses. Like when he got older, like I want to build houses in shapes of things that like remind me of the stuff. Like, you know, you might have a Tupac head as a house, like in a hotel, and like, you know what I mean.
Yo,
like, that's what I want to do. Like, you know what I mean?
I love that. This is amazing.
Indirect commercials.
That's like...
And by the way, I know, like, that's, like, for your own personal enrichment.
Yeah.
But it'd make a great Vice show.
Oh, yeah.
If Joey Fats will build you a house or whatever.
I would love to, but, you know what I mean? Like I said, being an independent rapper, I'm happy to even get It's The Real. You get what I'm saying? So, we're moving. You know what I mean? Hopefully, Vice will pick up. But until then, I'm happy where I'm at. We got Scrabble.
Yeah.
We got water. We got cool people, so we're
when
good.
You come to New York, who else do you see around here?
Sway always.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anybody who's in the mob who's around, maybe?
They're never out here no more. Like they always in L.A.
Well, let me ask you a question too. You know, you're from Long Beach,
mm-hmm.
and you say, you know, I haven't been around for a while. Do you still go back there to visit, or is it like?
Yeah, I visit all the time, and it's just like I don't see how I grew up there. It's just like.
Because we've spoken with guys who are just like, yeah, I'm from a certain place and I don't want to go back. Like, the point is to get out.
I don't want
to
go back.
Yeah.
I'm one of them dudes. Like, I live like, you see a lot of people get money and want to pretend like that they're this guy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, bro, I'm scared of the streets now. You know what I mean? Like, I feel old. So I just imagine how my manager and my brother and them feel. You get what I'm saying? Like, when I go back home.
Not that you guys are really old.
Yeah. Like, what?
But when I go back home, you know what I mean? I'm seeing these little kids, you know what I mean? 18, you know, 16 years old. I've never seen a day in my life that's game banging hard as fuck. And I'm just like, shit, I'm out of touch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Is this dude on my side or is he with, you know, on against me? You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't even want to be around that. I'd rather get this money and get my mom what she deserves, mm-hmm. you know? Like, last thing I want my mom to be burying her child. So it's just like, that's the only thing Long Beach can bring me right now. It's like me and Vince Staples are like trophies back in Long Beach right now. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I've got to stay. Like, I go back, you know, and Vince is doing the give back campaign for like a lot of youth in North Long Beach. You know, I do go back, but I make sure it's for the right reasons, not just to be going through there saying what's up, because there's always somebody who's bitter about a situation.
Right.
You know what I mean? That the little Snoop situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
how close were you and Vince like growing up?
Not that close. We were close, but not that close. He's like the young cousin that that was too, like, you know, the young cousin I want to go, like, man, you too young, go back in the house. He's one of those. So it's just like we were close, like, but we didn't start really hanging out with each other until we got like high schoolish. And then that's when we really start kicking it. Like, we were able to see eye to eye. He started wanting to do a lot of bad things. Vince is the fucking evil, but he's great at the same time.
Did you guys go to the same high school or rival high schools?
Nah, Vince didn't go to school my school. He didn't go to Jordan.
Hmm.
Vince never went to the same high school. But we clicked it. Like, we had this click called Flirts. 102 FL6RTS Flirts. 102% stands for flipping ladies in real tight skirts. You know what I mean? Like, so that's when we really became close because we had a common interest.
Did you give him that same insight that Rocky gave you? You're just like, yo, Vince, go in a corner, ignore everyone.
Vince is smart.
Yeah.
He gets it, dude. Like, Vince tell me a lot about life. With the girls, I don't know. But still, again, like, it's just like Vince getting the girl he wants, even with his baldy. He rocked the bald head.
You guys just rag on each other?
Always rag on each other. Text messages full of bragging.
Are you guys in any group text together?
No, we don't do group text. Talk about a lot of serious stuff.
No group text?
I don't think I have a group text in my phone.
You just have people FaceTiming you and
that's right, random people.
You know the crazy thing about it is the cool thing, my screen is like my camera is broken on my FaceTime. So nobody can't even see my face, so I look very mysterious.
Yeah.
That's like when The Weeknd, like for the longest time, wouldn't reveal his identity.
Yeah.
Like it was more mysterious that way.
Yeah, but like the thing about that is just like, that's funny, bro. I was just talking about that the other day. It's just like women imagine what they want to imagine when they hear something, you know? Like a lot of people thought The Weeknd was this, was that, was that. When they seen him, they're like, oh, okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I don't know if it helped him or hurt him, but I'm just saying that was dope, though. You know what I mean? Like, because I heard women say, like, man, he must be some big masculine guy with a soft voice. Like, just imagine him being on. I'm just like, are you serious? Like,
dude, he's probably some ugly dude. Yeah, doesn't want to show his face.
He obviously sounds like he's about, like, 4 feet. But his fucking music is dope.
Yeah.
House of Balloons is one of the best projects to touch the music industry in a long time.
Who are you surprised at this point to be like close with, like from the musical side?
You mean like from the industry side?
Yeah, like, you know.
Spitta.
Yeah, I mean.
I honestly used to listen to that dude Where the Cash At days when he was with like Young Money and shit, like, you know, 504 Boys, him and Master P now, you know what I mean? It's just like, I've been like hip, you know what I mean? So it's just like, to go from catching the train, listening to his music, to him actually telling me that I can be bigger than him one day, it's just like, it's a blessing.
Dude. Yeah.
It makes me happy. You know what I mean? It's just like, I just wish I could have got this type of guidance earlier. I think I probably would have been a millionaire by now.
Man.
It's like, I just opened, you know, I just bought a store downtown LA.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right across the street from Staples Center, right?
Yeah.
Like right Are you there. Living in the store?
Nah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Nah. We kind of dope.
Yeah.
And it would be dope, but
working
in
the
safe.
Shop, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not safe. In the
shop. No.
Did you so I'm trying to think, like, you were born in 91, so by the time you were like 8 or 9, really like starting to listen
seven
to music.
7 going on 8, I started gangbanging.
No, but beyond gangbanging, I'm saying like when music, like, you know, sort of, I'm trying to think for me, like when I was like 7, 8, 9, like that's when music really like
entered
my life.
Yeah, it becomes your like identity. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And Snoop is a local hero, obviously. That's around the time that he was like No,
with
Limit.
No Limit.
Yeah, you know, guess what I was listening to?
Yeah, all right.
Hot Boys Guerrilla Warfare.
Yo.
You know what I mean? So it's just like,
what up?
Yo, this is my big brother.
What's happening?
If you guys get him on camera. He taught me everything I know.
You coming that way? Yeah.
What up? I'm Jeff.
What's happening? I'm Eric. How are you?
His name is Little Boy.
Okay.
Look how big
you
he
are
is.
You are the opposite of what I thought.
Yeah, it's just the throw off. Yeah, but
that's like, no, but like, you know, DJ Khaled's like, he has a guy who's known as like Fat Boy.
Yeah.
And like that's not being ironic that he really is like Fat Boy, right?
Yeah.
Like, you are not Little Boy.
Nah, but my dad name is Boy. So
oh, okay,
he's
gotcha.
Little Boy. Like, he's named
oh,
after
gotcha.
My dad.
That's what's up.
But that was just the coincidence. Oh, you're a little boy.
Right. Okay, so yeah, so Snoop is No Limit at that point, and you're listening to like
Hot Boys.
All New Orleans.
These dudes.
Yeah.
That's all they really want to listen to. Hot Boys, Guerrilla Warfare, all that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it really spoke to us. You know what I mean? Snoop Dogg is dope. Don't get me wrong. Snoop
right.
Dogg is the king of Long Beach.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But
what about Domino?
Domino is dope. Saying. Domino is the shit. Domino slept on.
Yo, for real.
Domino is slept on.
Sweet potato
on.
Pie?
I'm going to come clean. Domino is slept on. Yo.
That's right.
When
you were 3 years old, that song was killing.
By the way, we should have been playing Domino.
He had a record
today,
when I was a little older.
Damn. Yeah, we slept on it.
1, 2, 3, yeah, 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 yeah. You can't touch it. Like, hey, my boy.
Yo, shout out to Ramel one time.
Ramel with the same. What?
Man. Yeah. So does No Limit Snoop mean more to you than like Death Row Snoop?
Snoop
or
was at No Limit for like a couple of
Pharrell,
fucking,
like
yeah. Pharrell Snoop. Oh my fucking good.
Yeah.
That girl. Yeah. Are you Snoop that come on, you know what time it is. There's something about this girl. Huh? Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's just like They had records. Beautiful was one of their records. Yeah, like, yeah. Bro, they had records.
Signs.
Anybody, Signs. I'm going to come clean. Anybody Pharrell touched, he took them to. I'm not saying nobody wasn't great, but Kanye, you're my favorite rapper and one of my favorite rappers, and number one is one of your greatest songs ever because of you and Pharrell.
Kanye and Pharrell, right.
Yeah, it's just like a crazy time.
Here's the biggest question to prove, like, where you are at your, you know, in your profession.
Yeah.
Are you also a DJ on the side? Like, you do, like, little aux-cord DJ set. Because then you know you really made it, you know? Like, that's, like...
Well...
That is not the definition of really making it, by the way. No,
Well, sort of. You can say
in
that.
In 2016?
No.
For sure.
That's bullshit.
You can say that, but...
We're aux-cord DJs.
No, so...
You guys like, aux-cord DJs?
Yeah. But so, like, Wiz does it. And he where's he? Like, Daddy Cat? That's what he goes
DJ
about.
Daddy Cat, yeah.
Yeah. Nick Cannon's a DJ.
Like, Pete Wentz. Like, all these guys. Yeah, Snoop does it, too. Yeah.
Yeah, but no.
No, you don't. You don't have like an alter ego. You get booked like on the side.
Nah.
Not yet.
Nah, I don't know about how I feel about DJing. I probably want to perform one time.
No, but like, you know, I'm just trying to like think of like those, you know, Pharrell sets that you would play, like strictly a Pharrell hour.
It'll be crazy.
Because we did a Pharrell and Timbaland set.
We did, yeah. Virginia,
just
yeah.
Imagine getting the stereo system, having a Pharrell blasting while I'm building a house, though. I'll be thinking about it, and I'll just be like, yo, how did I end up rapping? Like, just all these questions, and then next thing you know, a 90s song will pop on the radio, and I know it word for word. I'm like, oh, shit.
That's
why. I know this word. This is why. You know what I mean? So,
yo, Joey, thanks so much for coming through.
Yo, no problem.
From the west side to the upper west side, we really appreciate everything.
Yeah.
And congratulations on everything.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate
and
you guys.
Congratulations on everything about to come your way.
Yeah. Hopefully more and a lot. You
Most definitely.
Well, no, Eric meant that we're going to your show tonight.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are definitely going to have a good time and be sweating. I'll probably throw water on
we
you
got
guys.
Mosh pit or else, right?
Yeah, mosh pit. Yo, if you guys mosh pit, I promise you, you guys are so much different than everybody else. Like, you guys are already different.
Yeah.
But if I actually see your glasses fly in the air, like, and just mosh.
Let me just take out the mystery. We're not moshing.
No, we're not. Assholes! Fucking fronters! It's the realest. It's the fake. Real, we're logging out. Joey Fats is the real. This is my show now, okay? These dudes don't exist no more.
Thanks everyone for listening to this week's episode of Waste Time with the Real Jeff. If people want to find more episodes like this one right here and not a ladies podcast about OBGYNs, where should they expect to hear our voices?
You can go to fullscreen.com/itstherreal. We are always there. You can also find us on soundcloud.com/awasteoftime. We are also on Snapchat. I'm at It's the Real because It's the Real was taken. Eric is at It's the Real Eric. Although a lot of people have been messaging me thinking that I'm Eric.
Well, funny thing, a lot of people texted me to wish me a happy birthday. Meanwhile,
your birthday's in December.
My birthday is not now. Also, by the way, you can go to iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, comment, leave a nice comment about us. My God, like we're just trying to feed our ego. Leave a nice comment about A Waste of Time with It's the Real on iTunes. The biggest thing, though, is if you want this podcast to grow and blow up and become the amazing thing that we all know it could be, go tell a friend. Jeff, do you have a friend that you would like to tell?
Yes. So this isn't the person I've actually met.
Okay.
But she is on Twitter.
Okay.
Her name is Laura Del Rey, which might be a Lana Del Rey reference. I'm not sure. Or maybe she's like Laura from the river or whatever it is. Del Rey. Marina Del Rey. Oh, Royal. Yeah, okay. So she's like Royal Laura.
Is that Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Royal Laura.
I took French in high school.
I was thinking of Laura Del Mar, which means Laura from the ocean. But she's actually Laura... Royal Laura.
Royal Laura.
Why not? She's Dina Cava on Twitter, and she listens to our podcast every week. This is a very uninteresting intro for Laura Del Rey.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she's a loyal listener, and shout out to her. A loyal and royal listener.
And she should go tell all of her friends.
Yeah.
I would like to shout out our friend, Ev Boogie, Up North Trip. Shout out to Ev. Ev is basically the hip-hop
archivist.
He is a historian. He is the guy who knows every single thing that has happened over the course of the last 36 years in hip-hop and posts about it on his Tumblr, on his Twitter, on his Instagram. He is the guy that you go to find out about what is going on, what has been going on, and what will be going on. And the best thing that he did Even better than him shouting out the anniversary of our mixtape that we put out with DJ Drama. Even better than any of the jokes he comments on. Even though he's a loyal listener of this podcast, the greatest thing that Ev has ever done is that he shouted out you, Jeff, and our brother Dan with a picture of the three of us dressed as New York Mets for Halloween many, many moons ago.
So that's the best thing he's ever done?
I think so. What do you think the best thing he's ever done?
I don't know. I'm not that myopic to think that the best thing he ever did was about us.
So, Ev, go tell people about A Waste of Time with It's the Real. We appreciate everyone listening. Jeff, should we do this again next week?
We have to.
All right. See you then.
See you then.